In anterior protests against the dress code imposed on women, women and men shouted together, because Iranian men are also aware that repressing women is a door that opens to all other repressions and affects all people equally. Thus, demands of the most recent movement in Iran that had a feminine voice have gone beyond issues that concern only women. They have addressed ethnical and class issues and led to the creation of organized groups among women, neighbors, workers. Feminism in Iran has always been and is generous and inclusive and is committed to a free world for all people, regardless of their gender. And since last year, the presence of women in Iran's socio-political life has become more notorious than it has ever been. And this occurs while the Iranian state continues stoning women, throwing acid in their faces, and killing us alike. It killed young Jina Amini because, according to its repressive laws, she did not cover her hair properly. It killed 500 more people during protests against the murder of Jina, and very recently, another girl, Armita Gravand, was also killed by the moral police for the same reason. Since last February, attacks with chemical gas have begun on girls' schools. The state wants to kill them because they are brave women, because they have been the leaders of the recent movement. But even when they were dizzy from the gas with their eyes full of tears for their intoxicated classmates, they have shouted, "Women, life, freedom," at the school door. Comrades, our reality in Iran is not an exception. It is not far from that of other women in the world. For decades, we have been witnessing massacre and violence in Palestine, Syria, Afghanistan, Sudan. And we have seen how self-called democracies in Europe and North America support genocide and repress liberation voices that call for justice. As long as we live under capitalism, fascism, and patriarchy, two sides of the same coin, will oppress us regardless of our gender. Today, we talk to you about Iranian women's strength and courage. But their constant fight has been going on for decades. They are not victims, they are fighters, and their battle is not only against the state, but also against all structures of patriarchy, no matter if they originate in religion, tradition, or politics. We have been learning from our brave sisters and mothers in Afghanistan. We are witnesses to the suffering of our mothers and sisters in occupied Palestine and Syria, and heirs to their fight and hope. It doesn't matter where in the world there is violence against women, children, or men, the important thing is that it must stop. No to genocide in Gaza. No to selling weapons to oppressors. Up with women and their struggle for life, freedom, and justice.
Danke vielmals für diese Nachricht aus dem Iran. Von unseren GenossInnen dort. Genau.
Yeah, as you heard, the things that has been mentioned here, it was very well said. I'm so proud of all women, all the girls who are fighting in Iran, even though with that situation that they're having over there, with the hardship, like every moment there's the risk of their losing their life, being captured. And not only them, you know, the system in Iran is also, when you do some activities against the stable regime over there, your family is also in danger. It's a very tough situation, and I cannot be more proud to be a part of one of these women. And also shout out to my queer community in Iran, who are also the frontier fighters over there for the right and for the all the freedom that they really deserve and all the discrimination they're facing every day, day to day, hour by hour in their life. And I just wanted to make it a little bit bold here that how important the Woman Life Freedom Movement is. As we know, it's not only in Iran. This comes from also from the Kurdish fighters in the Syria region, Jinjian Azadi, and it comes from them, and it's now going to Iran, and also some Afghani women are fighting with this slogan. This slogan is exactly what you heard before. It is a fight, not for hijab, not for just freedom. It's a fight against the systematic, traditional, religious patriarchy that has been limiting women to live a free life, live an honorable life, and allowing men to know themselves as the owner of women through traditional or religious or just the patriarchal system. And not only in those regions, we can see it all over the world. You also hear it going on, and you feel the discrimination and not having the equality for the women throughout so many places, like the maybe the workplace or so many situations which you guys even know better than me. But I wanted to make it clear, in Iran, it's been more than 40 years that this fight has been going on. It has started against the rules that Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic regime, started against the women and trying to take away all the rights that has been given to them by the last regime, which was the Shah and his wife. For example, they gave them the women right, the right to getting the free wage while having a baby, and so many step-by-step freedoms. But by him coming into the power, all of those rights were taken away, and he established a very tough patriarchal system based on his Islamic laws and allow it through that, so nobody can say a word. But the brave Iranian woman has been fighting against this laws, against this system, in every possible way that they could. And this fight's still going on, and I'm sure one day the freedom will be there. And it's very important that here what we can do is to keep the world informed about the ongoing fight that is going over there. Let's not forget about so many things happen. The world finally last year realized what's going on over there, that a woman can be killed because of an incomplete hijab over there. So it was a world known, world alert about this situation, about Mahsa Jina Amini. But now, unfortunately, recently, another girl, just for the same reason, 16-year-old Armita Geravan, was killed again by them in a metro station of Shohada in Tehran. And because it was in a conflict of Israel and Gaza conflict, the world remained fully silent about it. Nobody talked about it. Nobody cared anymore. And this is the minimum thing that here we can do, to talk over and over about the women fighters, the queer gender fighters that are giving their life for us and for the next generation to be able to live a better life and having some equality and freedom.
Yes, thank you. We will not forget and not forgive. And now we have another voice message from Rojava, from the YPG fighters. Yes, and we will play it now.
Good morning to everybody. Today is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and we as YPG Information and Documentation Office want to send our greetings and our respect from Rojava, from North and East Syria. Of course, this day, as you know, has been launched in memory of the assassination of the Mirabal sisters from the Trujillo dictatorship in 1960. But what it represents is a fight against the violence against women, violence on women, that is not starting from that day as not finishing in that day. Among those women, we can mention thousands and thousands of women, thousands and thousands of women that were resisting against the male, that were making violence on them, and against the male system, the patriarchal system that has its best expression in the system of power, dominated by the state, but colonialism, by imperialism around the world. One of those examples is, for example, Leyla Kassem. Leyla Kassem was a Kurdish woman. She wanted to resist against the Ba'ath regime in Iraq, and she was planning to do an action similar to the ones that Leyla Khaled was doing at that time. But regime took her, like she was planning to do an action to defend her people, the rights of her people, the Kurdish people. And the Iraqi government took her and they killed her. And when she got killed, when she got assassinated, she said, "From my blood, thousands and thousands will rise up." And among those thousands and thousands that rose up, there was also the Kurdish guerrilla in the mountain. The Kurdish guerrilla in the mountain that again was not an answer just for the Kurdish people, but was something that was raising attention, that was giving answer to the life of also other women and other people in the world. One of them was Evaronahi. Andrea Wolf. Andrea Wolf, she came from Germany, and she fought Martin in 1988 from the Turkish army. I don't know, thousands of examples are there. One of these examples is, for example, Louise Michel from the Commune of Paris. She was fighting very, very fiercely, very, very strongly for defending the commune in Paris, the same Paris where Sakine Jansiz Balsara again got martyred in 2013. If we speak about more specifically about YPG, we can say that today here there are thousands of women that are fighting against the male violence, both the male violence in the society and the patriarchal male violence that is carried on by a system like ISIS and the Turkish state, specifically in these territories. An example that we want to give today is the example of Eleftheria Hambi. Eleftheria Hambi, whose name in the society was Eva Maria Steiger, joined YPG in 2018. In 2019, she chose to go to the mountains, and in the mountains, she fell martyred because of a Turkish attack. She is just one of thousands of examples of women that here are giving their life to defend a society from the male violence, a society from the patriarchal way of thinking. There is an example here that we mention a lot that is coming from our leader, Abdullah Öcalan, which is the example of the rose. The rose is a very beautiful flower. It has a nice smell, nice consistency, a nice color. It's really aesthetic, but can be so aesthetic because as the thorns. The thorns are defending the flower from the dangers from outside, are preventing the flower from cutting it from his plants. And so the flower is beautiful because it's able to defend itself. And this is a kind of aesthetic where the women find again back their ability to defend themselves against the ugliness of the system. Something that we have to keep in mind when we speak about violence against women is that it's not just a single episode of a single man making violence against a single woman, but it's the patriarchal male system that is making violence against the woman as a political subject. We have to understand it in this way, because in this way we understand that when one of us gets attacked, then all of us is getting attacked. And our enemy is the same enemy, patriarchal and male system that is attacking us. In this perspective, what is really, really important is to strengthen our connection on a worldwide level. We have to feel that wherever in the world there is an attack against women, then this attack is directly against us. And we have to feel that our enemy, the counterpart that we're fighting against when we're fighting against violence on women or violence on society, is the same counterpart that every else in the world is attacking the woman, is attacking the society. On this basis, what we really need to do for defense of women, for our self-defense against the violence of male violence, is to strengthen and build and strengthen again the disconnections around the world, to make really strongly this network around the world that can help us each other in defending ourselves against the male violence, against a system where the male violence is inside the system, is intrinsic in the system. Let's say our best wishes for this day. Let it be a day of struggle. Let it be a day of fight. Unite, we will win.
Danke vielmals auch für diese Grüße. Wir haben uns sehr darüber gefreut und genau im Sinne dieser letzten 10 Sekunden wollen wir auch nochmal aufmerksam machen auf die Veranstaltungen heute und die Sachen, die passieren. Und zum einen ist es, ein Film wird in dem Zürcher Postquad gezeigt von den Beritan-Frauen. Er heißt Sarah, mein ganzes Leben war ein Kampf. Und dann gibt es um 14 Uhr eine Demonstration in Basel auf dem Kasernen. Oh, jetzt habe ich den spezifischen Namen vergessen. Auf der Kasernenhof. Ich mache mal weiter, ich finde es nachher noch. Und in Zürich haben wir auch gelesen, dass es eine Demonstration geben wird um 19 Uhr auf der Kanzlei steht. Und ja, diese Demonstration, wie auf einem Blatt steht, ist unbewilligt und offen für Frauen, Lesben, internonbinäre, Trans- und Agender-Personen. Genau, das ist zu heute. Und ich habe noch gefunden, Kasernenhof ist es um 16 Uhr in Basel. Diese Kundgebung ist bewilligt.
Und ich glaube, im Xenix gibt es auch noch etwas. Ich weiß jetzt nicht genau, wann. Anyway, im LoRa senden wir ja heute auch den ganzen Tag. Und das werden wir von 14.45 Uhr bis 16 Uhr übertragen. Das ist ein Gespräch direkt aus dem Xenix. Und es geht um Chile im Jahr 1973. Und die Schweizer Asylpolitik und die Rolle der Freiplatzaktion. Genau, und hört weiter rein. Es gibt den ganzen Tag, den ganzen Abend feministisches Extraprogramm gegen patriarchale Gewalt hier auf 97,5 MHz.
Genau, und jetzt haben wir gedacht, wir sind leider schon sehr am Ende unserer Sendung. Es ging sehr schnell. Wir haben aber das auch sehr genossen, mit euch diese 2 Stunden zu füllen. Ihr könnt immer noch anrufen, ein letztes Mal als Aufruf. Und wir dachten, wir werden jetzt, wir haben schon ein bisschen darüber geredet, über die Feminizide. Wir möchten uns erinnern an die ermordeten Menschen, auch an diesem Tag spezifisch nochmals. Und wir dachten, wir lesen Namen vor. Ja, und das werden wir jetzt machen.
Es sind keine Normen, weil in der Schweiz ist das meistens oder wegen so Personalschutz nicht erlaubt, Namen zu veröffentlichen für politische Verwendungen. Aber ja, es sind Daten, Orte, Alter.
Und wir werden auch noch, also auf Englisch gewisse Namen dann auch noch auf Farsi vorlesen. Genau, damit wir die Sprachen, die sich jetzt auch durch die Sendung gezogen haben, weiterziehen können.
15. Februar 2023, Rupperswil, Aargau. Die Frau wurde 47 Jahre alt.
9th of March 2023, Yverdon-les-Bains in Watt. The woman became 40 years old, the girls 13, 9 and 5.
You can read the name here. Okay. Der 16. March 2023, Yverdon-les-Bains, که یک خانمی هستش از زارا و یک بچه 9 ساله و 5 ساله.
21. März 2023, Siders Wallis, die Frau wurde 79 Jahre alt.
26th of March, Dietikon Zurich, the woman became 46 years old.
26 مارچ 2023 توی دیتیکون زوریخ خانم 46 ساله شد.
8 April 2023 Bellach Solothurn, das Alter der Frau ist nicht bekannt.
14th of April 2023 Erlen Thurgau, the woman became 39 years old.
14 آپریل 2023 ارلن تورگاو یه خانمی که 39 ساله شد.
26. مای 2023 وی وی واد دی فراو ورده 37 یاری آلت.
4th of July 2023 پنتاس واد the woman became 18 years old.
4 یولیه 2023 پنتاس واد یه خانمی که 18 ساله شد. و قبلی هم 26 مای ووی واد بود یکی خانمی 36 ساله شد.
24. سپتامبر 2023 بیل برن دی فرا ورده 47 یاری آلت.
1st of October امبراخ زوریک the women became 30 years old.
11 نوامبر 2023 ریختیرسفیل زوریخ خانمی که 30 ساله شد.
Das waren einige Namen von den Feminiziden in der Schweiz im Jahr 2023. Wir haben jetzt nicht alle vorgelesen, weil uns leider die Zeit dazu fehlt. Wir werden auch jetzt noch aber kurz einige Namen aufzählen von Transpersonen, die in den Jahren 2023 in Europa ermordet wurden. Und das auch nochmal, um zu betonen, sind alles nur die Personen, von denen wir wissen und die im System aufgenommen wurden oder irgendwie durch andere Kollektive aufgearbeitet werden konnten. Die Dunkelziffer ist viel höher. Genau, und wir gedenken heute und auch an jedem anderen Tag diesen Menschen, die viel zu früh von uns genommen wurden. Und jetzt lese ich noch 5 Namen von Transpersonen, die im Jahr 2023 ermordet wurden, weil auch Transmenschen natürlich ganz stark von patriarchaler Gewalt betroffen sind. Und es war ja am 20. November Trans Day of Remembrance. So, Sandra, Spanien. Noa Milivojev, Serbien. Brianna Gay, England. Anna Ivankova, Griechenland. Lisa Kistauri, Belgien. Das waren jetzt die Namen, die in einem Post von der organisierten Autonomie für das Jahr 2023 aufgezählt wurden. Wir gedenken auch diesen Personen und allen Bekannten, Freundinnen, Familien von den Menschen, von ermordeten Freundinnen, Bekannten überall auf der Welt. Ja, wollen wir weitermachen mit noch einem Beitrag zu Palästina?
Genau, also es geht eigentlich weiter im Thema, denn heute gibt es auch noch in Bern um 5 Uhr eine Trauerzeremonie, genau, weil, ich lese jetzt einen Beitrag vor, einen Aufruf eigentlich zu dieser Trauerzeremonie mit dem Namen Netanyahu tötet unsere Schwestern und die ganze Welt schaut zu. 5.500 Frauen in Gaza sind schwanger und stehen dem Horror bevor, unter widrigsten Bedingungen gebären zu müssen. Kaiserschnitt ohne Anästhesie. Aufgrund des Mangels an medizinischer Versorgung müssen schwangere Palästinenserinnen zusehen, wie ihre Bäuche aufgeschnitten werden und den Schmerz in voller Wucht erleiden. Sie spüren und sehen jeden scharfen Gegenstand, der in ihren Körper schneidet. Viele dieser Operationen werden mit Hilfe der Taschenlampenfunktion des Nattels durchgeführt, während die Krankenhäuser aufgrund der heftigen israelischen Bombardierungen wackeln. Viele der Frauen, die ohne Anästhesie entbinden, leiden infolge der Bombardierung bereits unter amputierten Körperteilen und vielen anderen schrecklichen Verletzungen, die bereits unerträglich sind. Die ÄrztInnen können ihnen nur dicke Tücher geben, auf die sie beißen können, als einzige Möglichkeit, ihre Schmerzen zu lindern. Die Qualen, die sie durchmachen, kann man sich kaum vorstellen. Viele der schwangeren Frauen, die aus den Trümmern gerettet werden, leiden an tödlichen Verletzungen der Plazenta, die zum sofortigen Tod des Babys oder der Mutter und in vielen Fällen zum Tod weiterführen. Ja, der Text geht noch weiter. Ihr könnt das auch nachlesen auf Nuna Menos, glaube ich, und darum um 5 Uhr in Bern auf dem Bundesplatz.
Mm-hmm. Can we also add something else for the back into the violence things? I think we can also read some of the general demands that we wanted to have the text, but also say it here in the radio. The first one is also very important for me because I saw so many women struggle with this, and there's no right way to say it to the system, immigration system. Especially, I think they have no care for these women who are under this violence and discrimination. So one of the demands is an improvement in resident rights for those affected by domestic violence and marriage independent residence option for all those affected after a separation. The Aliens and Integration Act, AIG 50, must be adapted in order to create legal equality among those affected by violence and better protection for victims in the sense of an independent possibility for residence among these people. I think this is very important matter for them. You guys want to say it in German, or is it hard a little bit to improvise? I think to say.
Yes, I think it's maybe good to say it also in German. But if I look at the time, we don't have time.
Yeah.
We have 3 minutes left, mm-hmm. and maybe we can say again the page so you can also read it in German, or if you have a need to translate also into other languages. Or maybe
this is the one if you want to read, yeah.
Yes, we can read the one demand now.
Eine aufenthaltsrechtliche Verbesserung für Betroffene von häuslicher Gewalt und eine unabhängige Aufenthaltsmöglichkeit für alle Betroffenen nach einer Trennung. Das Ausländer- und Integrationsgesetz, kurz AIG 50, muss angepasst werden, um die Rechtsgleichheit unter Gewaltbetroffenen und einen besseren Opferschutz im Sinne einer ungebundenen Aufenthaltsmöglichkeit zu schaffen. Das ist eine Forderung von 16 Tage gegen Gewalt.
Genau, und ja, wir sind jetzt am Ende dieses feministischen Mittagsmagazins. We're almost at the end. We have 2 minutes left and we have to get out of the studio. So the next group of feminist radio activists can come in and do their show, I think. Or maybe it's... Am I wrong?
Vielleicht ist das vorproduziert.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's... it's already programmed, so we don't have to leave, but actually we have to because we have 1 minute left. So, yes. Danke vielmals fürs Zuhören. Wir wünschen euch weiterhin einen kämpferischen Tag. Grüße gehen raus an alle kämpfenden Menschen heute und auch jeden Tag sonst. Es hat Spaß gemacht, heute mit euch die 2 Stunden zu verbringen. Das von mir. Ja.
Ja, ich wünsche euch auch einen kämpferischen, antipatriarchalen Tag. Ja, und vielleicht auch, es nicht nur heute, sondern auch jeden Tag könnt ihr auf 97,5 MHz reinhören und zum Beispiel die Nummern, die wir heute gesagt haben, werden wir auch da immer wieder wiederholen. Mhm.
Yeah, as we mentioned at the beginning, it's very important to always celebrate and also try to be active in these days that we praise these acts against violence and women and gender queer rights. So thank you for listening, and we hope to see you soon. And merci que gust dadi das hamegi.
Super. Jetzt haben wir noch die 10 Sekunden. Ganz viel Liebe geht raus. Hört Radio Lora, kommt auf die Straßen heute, hört die Veranstaltungen, wenn ihr Lust und Zeit